Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
We're in classic Trump hair on fire frenzy, wrote Byron York on social media this weekend. Nonstop talk about secret evidence, criminal charges, grave damage to national security, wild scenarios, and nobody knows what the evidence is or isn't. Secrecy allows anti-Trump speculation to flourish again. Byron, it's so salient and so to the point because it feels like deja vu all over again. Where are we with this story and what's going on, and why does it feel so familiar?
Well, it feels so familiar because it's all happened before. And where we are, amazingly enough, is there's a criminal investigation. There's talk about compromises to national security. There's talk about secret evidence. Adam Schiff, of course, has gotten into the picture, and asking the intelligence community for an assessment of the grave damage to national security that Donald Trump has perpetrated by holding some sort of documents at Mar-a-Lago. And most of all, we're in for an extended investigation that will last at least through the elections, and that will be the source of periodic leaks that get everybody very excited about the latest outrage.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is just...
You were left speechless.
I am, Byron. I'm sort of embarrassed there. This is helping Trump, right? I mean, the polls are showing that people are sympathetic to him.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Larry Hogan, of all people, yesterday on ABC This Week.
I would say, you know, this week it was actually a win for Donald Trump. It seemed to motivate his base and people rushing to his defense.
Larry Hogan saying that.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it motivated his base because for supporters of Trump, it seemed to fit into a pattern of unfair treatment that basically we're all talking about the Trump-Russia matter, which lasted from, you know, right before the 2016 election, all the way through at least the release of the Mueller report and Mueller's appearance before Congress in the summer of 2019. So almost 3 years of complete frenzy. And the reason that Trump supporters are coming to his assistance, his side in this, is it because they see it all playing out again. And they know that after a multi-year law enforcement investigation with all the powers of law enforcement, the special counsel Robert Mueller could not establish that conspiracy or coordination, which we call collusion, actually happened. So they feel that the whole thing is happening again.
So what do you suspect is going on here with regard to all of the leaks that we're seeing from the FBI? I mean, I'm just smiling as I say this, Byron, because I feel like I had this conversation with you 5 years ago. But now we're getting all these leaks from the FBI, from the vaunted no one is above the law of FBI, and they're leaking partial information to the Times and the Washington Post. And it's death by a thousand cuts, but it doesn't seem like anything is actually in play here other than to just damage the president and his party politically.
Well, it is death by a thousand cuts, but I will say you never can tell where leaks are coming from. So they can come, you know, second and third hand. Who knows? The leak that in this particular case that got everybody so excited was this Washington Post story that used the word nuclear and suggested that Trump somehow had the nuclear secrets in a cardboard box and store it alongside the beach umbrellas at Mar-a-Lago. And so that set off an enormous amount of frenzy. And it has, caused House Democrats to ask for this damage assessment from the intelligence community. Adam Schiff and Carolyn Maloney, head of the Government Oversight Committee, who's in a very tough primary election in New York, in Manhattan, always good to show you're even more anti-Trump than the next guy. So that's the pattern that's being set here. And the whole point, the kicker, the punchline to the whole thing is nobody knows what the evidence is. It's all secret. And now let's say that the FBI, everything in the FBI warrant that's been released is correct, and these documents were rated this or that level of classification, we don't know what they were. We don't know what they were about.
Right.
And we're not going to find out because it's classified. It's really secret. It's so secret. It's really damaging, but I'm sorry, we can't tell you what it is.
No leak on that.
Yeah. Well, and so, Byron, yeah. I mean, here's the sad part. It's like, I can't believe I even say these words at this point, but I don't trust the FBI. When the FBI says things, when I see the Attorney General talking, I just think that they're so politicized at this point. And I could be wrong,
yeah.
But that it's hard not to have that impression after what we just went through.
Yeah, I know. And it's terrible. I mean, a lot of Republicans have very, very negative views toward the FBI. And I mean, what we have here is the great majority of the FBI fights crime. I mean, they go after bank robbers, they go after kidnappers, they go after all sorts of really bad people, and we should all be grateful for that. But there is, at the top ranks of the FBI in Washington, a hyper-politicized elite that has just engaged in all sorts of damaging behaviors. I mean, in the 2016 election, both of the major candidates, major party presidential candidates, were under investigation by the FBI. So this is a hyper politicized organization at the very top. So, but I do want to say that what I said earlier, because there's so many FBI agents and employees out across the country who are doing great work every day to fight crime.
Well, and according to Jim Jordan, he's got 15 of them who have reached out as whistleblowers who want to talk to the
Well, and you've got obviously the DOJ who sees parents as a real threat in this country, and now they've just announced that Trump supporters, right, are somehow a major
domestic terrorists.
Yeah. So, you know, it over and over again, it seems like this agency and obviously the DOJ above it is making mistakes that didn't really help their reputation with the American public.
Sadly, yeah.
No, everybody's playing their part in this. I mean, it's as if they all had roles, and they just all put their costumes back on and are playing their
role. Well, and Byron York's role as chief political correspondent for The Examiner, and they better be keeping you happy over there at The Examiner, Byron, because you are the best. Your role is to tell it like it is, gather the facts, use your sources, and report like no one else in this town. It's so great talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.